down somewhere on LaSalle. This is where all the lawyers hang out.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The microphones are on and the cameras are rolling. Welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Greg Maladra. Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollack.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
We begin our city council meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to ask this handsome devil in Kermit the Frog Green to please lead us. That's you, Mr. French. Here you go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. French. Just for the record, folks, we did hear from Mr. Maladra, who is vacationing with his family, so a well-deserved break for him. Apparently, he took off with all the funds from Northern Trust and is enjoying himself in Elburn for a week. And, of course, Mr. Dantino is traveling on business, so they're both not able to join us tonight. And let me begin by extending a warm welcome to this dude to the left of me, Mr. Scott Finson, who spent many a year on the City Council and now has been promoted to acting city attorney tonight. Very exciting.
Keyword.
Mr. Radovich couldn't make bail, so that's why Scott's with us this evening. That's a joke, folks, back home. So,
well, welcome, Mr. Finson.
Thank you.
And we begin tonight's meeting with just a special point of privilege. Sam Hill and I, earlier today, spent part of our afternoon celebrating the life of Bud Gilligan by planting a tree in Bud's honor at Peck Farm. A couple dozen of Bud's friends and Mary's friends were present, as were Bud's sons Peter and Chris and granddaughter Amy. And it was really a very special occasion, and there is a party going on as we speak at the home of John and Ann Burns, 15 North Northampton. So I want to wish Mary and all those who are gathered at the Burns home, again, thank you for allowing us to participate in this special occasion. With that, folks, we will attack this agenda. Item 3A is to consider the mayor's appointment of Bill French to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Bill, move. Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Mr. Marks. Mr. French is with us this evening. All of you should have in your packet a copy of Mr. French's curriculum vitae. Mr. French, do you want to step forward and introduce yourself to not only the council, but all those watching from home and abroad?
Yeah, thank you. I'm actually excited, and hopefully all will go well. I'd really look forward to serving the city of Geneva in the capacity on the zoning board, and I hope you guys all find everything that you see about my resume worthwhile and ready to go.
We did notice one thing, that you spelled ZBA wrong on your application, which was concerning to
a lot. Did I really?
Yeah, it was a... Well, tell the audience what you do. Tell those watching from home. It's fascinating.
Well, I'm currently employed by a company called Midwest Wind Energy, and we develop commercial-scale wind farms here in the Midwest, both in Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska. You know, like the large ones you see on television that produce electricity and put that in the electric grid, and hopefully helping reduce global warming and providing alternative energy sources for the nation.
That's excellent. Is it true that at the corner of 4th and State you'll be erecting some of those wind turbines?
Please, don't get me in trouble already.
Any comments from Mr. French, Buffy or Jody? No?
I just have a comment. I noticed that you were from the 4th Ward, so I hippie for the 4th Ward bringing on another planning commission person.
Well thank you, and I know Mr. Singer also represents my ward, and you guys have done a great job, so
That wasn't for a look-see, but I just wanted to thought it was really great that you came from the 4th Ward.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. French, welcome aboard. Oh, excuse me. Mr. Singer?
No? I just wish you good luck. I know you'll do well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you'll enjoy the pay as well.
We have great confidence in your abilities.
Thank you.
Mr. Singer's up for re-election in just a few years. We have a motion by Mr. Singer. We have a second by Mr. Marks. I will ask our clerk to please take the roll call.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
And Sam Hill?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mr. French, unfortunately, it was unanimous, but two people were missing. So you didn't quite set the record, but congratulations.
All right, next week.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And also, it should be noted that Mr. French got off the train and had dinner at Citizen Kane, so supporting our downtown, of course. And apparently you left without paying, so you need to return there before? Okay, good. Item 3B, folks, consider mayor's appointment of Patrick McQueenie to the Fire and Pension Board.
So moved. Second.
Should read Fire and Police Pension Board, excuse me. Or is it just the Fire Board? Mary?
Just the Fire Board.
It is just the Fire. That "and" there should not be there. There's a motion and a second by the two ladies to my right. What are their names again? Any questions for Mr. McQueenie? We all know of Pat's background, financial expertise. He has served with great honor and distinction as city treasurer now in his, golly, is this your fifth year? Starting your fifth year? Sixth year? So life is good.
He still has never bought.
And Pat is a scratch golfer at the Geneva Golf Club. I saw him playing yesterday with a brand new set of Fisher-Price clubs, so he's doing a hell of a job.
Oh, he's a good golfer.
He is a good golfer, I know.
Very good.
Good golfer.
I had an opportunity to golf with him, of course.
1983 graduate of Geneva High School, no less.
Thanks, Mr.
That's pretty much all I know. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Norbert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Congratulations, Pat. Thank you again for serving. Appreciate it. Item 3C, as we all know, we are now regularly featuring different departments, and these department heads get to appear before us, but more importantly, before the community, to update us on not only what they've been up to, but some of their goals, their objectives, some of their successes, some of the challenges. And perhaps there's no better time to have our friends from the Economic Development Department with us. And of course, we all know Ellen DeVita. Ellen has been on board for, oh my gosh, it seems longer, I know, but is it?
A year and 6 months.
Okay, 18 months, isn't that wild? That was awesome. Ellen actually works out of her car. Ellen, welcome. The floor is yours. If you want lights off, probably.
Yeah, I think okay. We do need.
I got them right here. Check this out. We actually found funding for batteries. This is awesome.
Okay. Well, welcome, everybody. What I'm going to do tonight is go through a little bit of what economic development is and then get into the overdraft of what the department does. It's in the framework of our strategic plan that the council has approved. So I'm hoping to go through a lot, and if you'll just hold your questions to the end, I think it might be better because hopefully I will have answered them as I go through things. The economic development profession has the International Economic Development Council as the highest up professional organization. I also belong to the Illinois Development Council, and IEDC defines economic development as a program, group of policies, or activity that seeks to improve the economic well-being and quality of life for a community by creating and or retaining jobs that facilitate growth and provide a stable tax base. But economic development is just, it's a lot more than just job creation. It's really about sustainability. There's three key policy areas that folks that have been elected to office often get involved in. The first one is much higher up than us. It's national level, monetary and fiscal, regulation of banks, trade, taxation. We dabble in the next one, infrastructure development and quality of life issues, the building of highways, parks, affordable housing, crime prevention, education. In this sector, there's a lot of partners, you know, the workforce investment boards, the county highway department, lots of people that partner on ED work here. And this third one is where local folks most often spend their time, and I'll get into this a little more in depth later. But it's actual job creation and retention through specific efforts in business development, marketing, neighborhood development, small business development, business retention, expansion, technology transfer, and real estate development. So where do we start? Because on a broad scale, anything a community does can foster and create a healthy environment, and that falls under the auspice of economic development. So we'll narrow it down. This is key. It's creating an environment where business wishes to locate and will locate because the community has the right infrastructure in place. And that's more than roads, sewer, water, and electric. It includes fiber optics now in. To me, this is the most important part. Actually, it's human infrastructure. Because all communities have strengths and weaknesses, problems and opportunities, and it's how we work together to solve them and meet our goals depends on the human infrastructure. Formal infrastructure is folks that are elected to boards. Informal are the people in the community that others listen to. They can reach out and grab the right resident with expertise to bring to the table to help us solve a problem. And identifying those informal folks is something I rely on all of you to help me do. I rely on Gene, Chamber, and you'll see all the committees that we work with. So, economic development is more than jobs and sales tax. Sustainable economic development brings the right people to the table to help identify and create solutions. You can intervene as needed in normal economic growth, and you can influence investment, but at the end of the day, capital is rational. It seeks the greatest return. And while financial incentives can help encourage investment, there's no alternative to private sector investment. Because if it's right, they'll be here for the long run. If it's not, they're just going to move on. Okay, so this is the statement, the mission statement of our department. Basically summarizes everything I just went through. It starts with data. So before I get into the 10 goals, I want to tell you a little bit some of the other things we do that support our everyday activity. Since I've been here, we've been building a lot of databases, and we need these databases to help us react quickly to answer inquiries from a particular business. So we've got a database on the employers in town. These available sites, we track all the requests for information. For example, when one business closes, we'll go back through, oh, you know, we got a call about 4 months ago from so-and-so. Let's see if this space is right for them. And we do that all the time. We track who's opening, who's closing. If someone comes to me and says, I want to open a fabric store, and I can tell them there's four other fabric stores, maybe it's not the right place. You know, so you do track it. And then our recruitment packet, which you've seen in recent months, is based on data. So the first goal that's in the strategic plan for our department is strengthening downtown. And this is where you're used to seeing our work. This is the most visible element of what we do. We're always facilitating collaboration with folks. We're helping market the promotions. We've done the customer-friendly hours banners. I brought frontline training for our two new aldermen. I think everyone else got one of these books, right, last year? Please tell me yes. Do you remember? You're looking at me, Don. You need one, let us know.
Thank you.
We're heavy in tourism. Our tourism intersects with downtown. The group market is our angle on it. The chamber does the general tourism. And then we're working to build assistance programs. And we're often a liaison point. We're the point department for someone who has a question about codes and what's going on and where do I go next. And so we play that role. Special projects, the frontline training, we're going to run another session August 11th. It's free. It's from 5:30 to 8:30 at the History Center. And what we're talking about is helping the people at our frontline, at our cash registers, create the Geneva experience for people coming into town, knowing what the other stores are so they can cross-sell them. They get a walkthrough on the History Center, which is fun, through the museum. And then we have an hour on customer service, just refreshing what we're doing and how to do it better. We have a very full calendar. When you look at this list, this isn't even everything. And I have to tell you, the business community is now saying enough. We can't take on any more promotions. We don't know where to put our marketing dollars. Let's focus on what we got and do them right. The only other thing that we're trying to grow this year is Fox Valley Folk Festival. We're trying to integrate it into the business community. We're talking about bringing some of the music downtown on Sunday because people can get off the train and go over to Island Park and never come through the business community. This is a huge festival. 4,500 people come each day, and they don't come through our business community. So that and First Fridays. And my vision is to see First Fridays extended beyond the art galleries to include textile arts, culinary arts, all things creative and fun, so that our residents start to come downtown the first Friday of the month. We also do a lot of tourism programming. This is something we're still growing and developing. You're familiar with all of these elements. The Heritage Tourism is this new initiative through the National Trust, and Jamie's loading the website this month. They're going to go live next month. And it's really starting to challenge our view of where we go with heritage tourism. We met last week with Preservation Partners in the History Center. It's one thing to come to town and have a tour of downtown with Dave Olberg giving you fascinating history, but if he's not around, how does Geneva tell its story? And that's what cultural and heritage tourism is all about. And it's done through cell phone tours where people pick up the signal on their own and walk through. And so we're starting to investigate those types of fun things. We spend 5 to 8 hours a week on cultural arts, helping the commission put on all of their events. We have another special project. We do the background work for beautification. Shirley maintains the database. She does the mailings and helps Dorothy with the bill payments. Familiar with these? The empty storefronts this year, Shirley from Good Sense Kids. I mean, she is the spearhead that got them all filled up at Swedish Days, and I think everyone admits we've got empty storefronts on State Street, but they looked better. They had merchandise, and they said hello to folks. So back to business development. It comes in three areas: retention and expansion of existing businesses, recruitment of new, and then encouraging startups, entrepreneurship. Our second goal is retention. Retention starts before there's a problem. People need to know that you're there and you're listening, so you need to make connections and relationships. We need to know resources, grants, funds to help our businesses. We help them identify unique and new products. I'll give you an example. I got a call from an online business that wanted to know if she could move all her inventory to her sister's garage here in Geneva, and it's a women's clothing line. And I said, yes, but would you like to move into a storefront? And so we facilitated a meeting, and they're meeting again in the next week, and we might have another retailer downtown. But it's a women's clothing line that is not found downtown, and I hope it works, but we're always trying to identify new lines that people aren't selling that are unique. We've written our first business survey. We haven't executed it yet. We're going to do that in a visitation program in conjunction with the Chamber's Business Issues Committee in the fall. And identifying the process, again, creating that environment that people know what they're coming through. Okay. And we work with the Business Improvement and Retention Committee downtown. We're expanding the Geneva Employers database so we can communicate with all businesses. And then we're working with all the banks. I had my third meeting with all the banks today, and I've got the parameters of our new business incentive program that I'll be bringing to you shortly. We're still working on whether we can create a low-interest loan pool with them. Educational programs. This is something new this year. We've started to invite all the Randall Road businesses to our training sessions. They're not really coming in droves, I'll be honest, but we're trying. We're trying to integrate One Geneva. These are some of the programs that we did this year. Again, building connections. You've seen in our monthly reports some of the meetings that we continue to have on a regular basis. These are all the committees we meet with monthly. So we spend a lot of time preparing for public meetings and going and helping the businesses. Our third goal is business recruitment. The available sites is key. That's the product we're selling. We have to know what's available and empty in town so we can put it before a business and make a match. We hope to make more marketing materials for each business district and special sectors of the economy. We work to strengthen our relationships with the property owners. At the end of the day, they own the property. The lease is between them and the business. LOIS is a state website we want to post our sites on. We just haven't had the time to do it. Again, working with the bankers. This is the business resource guide. These are all the elements in our recruitment packet. Business park development, annexing on the east side, getting more industrial land in to change our tax base so that we're not 74% residential. Downtown opportunities speak for themselves. We've got two problems sitting there. One is worse than the other. East State Street. Activity here has really slowed down and died because of the economy. There is still a contract on the northeast corner of State and 38, East Side Drive and 38, and we'll see what happens there. But we have a lot of behind-the-scenes paperwork, and Don helps us immensely with the TIF programming and reporting. Something not everyone knows, we go through the list of every sales tax payee every year, and we identify businesses that are in Geneva that were not getting their sales tax. And Shirley sits down and methodically goes through them every year. We track the sales tax abatements, too. This is a new big project. We're going through the event application, trying to get it standardized and seamless so that all departments will know what's coming up and can plan for the special events. We started the SSA review. We've had our first interdepartmental meeting. It's going to be before you next week for a little bit of cleanup on the SSA, and then we're getting into more depth on what we do with the SSA in the future. Our goals include an EDC, something that can look, we have a group of citizens sitting down and looking at the economy as a whole. So not just the downtown businesses, I never say not just downtown because downtown is who we are, but bringing the industrial sector, the hospital, the finance, insurance, and real estate folks to the table. Our economy is much larger than we currently have a commission listening to. And then back to some of the stuff that you see us do all the time. In the last year, we've started these consumer e-blasts through Sudden Values. We've built the database with the chamber. We'd like to get all Geneva businesses on the web. That's why we're expanding the employer's database. Right now, only the downtown businesses are up. And we need to update our page on the city's main site on why open your business here in Geneva. We spend a lot of time on GenevaDowntown.org. This is the HITS statistic. You can see that people are finding us more often. We've maxed out the software. It's a free software that we've used, and we've got to rebuild eventually. Tourism and development. We market for two things. We market for business recruitment, and we market to the day shopper and the folks staying overnight. Make it a day or a short stay is our new campaign. This is on the left. This is the current round of ads. On the right is what we did last holiday season. Last year's series had the postcard theme in them. The next two are Join Us in Geneva. They're Why You Should Locate Here, and we buy those ads as well. Event promotion, Jamie Heflin in our department designed the Gardenology and the Fall in Love logo. She does beautiful work. She did all the Juliet's programming. Jamie has been a wonderful asset. She's got a degree from University of Illinois Communications, and she worked for Woodfield Mall before she came here, so we're very pleased to have her. She's with us 19 hours a week. So back to the realities of economic development. Intense competition is intensified by incentives, so very leery of them, but when they're needed, they're needed. The profiling tools and the databases are important because we have to be able to show how we are compared to others. Economic developers are only facilitating the process. It's the businesses and the startups that create the jobs. And the economic development program should build the fabric of the community, weaving the right people together. Sustainable economic development is more than job creation or sales tax. It's process, people, policies, and the facts to help businesses make decisions. That's it. Paul Evans, did I introduce Paul? Paul is here. He knows Bill from a past life, so they're sitting together. I know I went through a lot quickly, but that's an overview of what we're looking at every day when we walk in the door. Any questions?
Thank you, Ellen, very much.
Thank you.
That was great. Comments or questions for Ellen? Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
Then Mr. Polak.
Ellen, are our business permit costs competitive with other neighboring communities?
You know, I haven't looked at an analysis of that. I think our permit costs probably are right in line. I know that Chuck, going back about 4 or 5 years, I actually went to a How to Manage Building Department Programs class and ended up sitting next to Chuck Lencioni. I worked for another community, and we talked about it, and I know that the city revised everything to a square footage, cubic footage, and I think we're probably right on.
Yeah. Is that a big expense for setting up a new business such that it might discourage someone, or is it something that this particular economy, maybe we might look at again just to make sure we're not in any way discouraging anyone?
I think the bigger element is the county road impact fees.
And that's something we have to work on, because it's absolutely no question that, you know, getting a storefront filled is much more important than the few dollars extra, more or less, that we might get on a permit.
In the long run.
Clearly an empty storefront does not do us good. Thank you.
Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks, Ellen. You did a nice job, and certainly with the economic climate the way it is today, you certainly have your work cut out for you, but you're really doing a wonderful job. I was wondering if you could just share with us your involvement with the Chamber. There was an article recently written in the paper that I don't think did the Chamber any service, and I know they certainly do provide us a great relationship with us in promoting the city of Geneva, and I was just wondering if you could expound on your relationship with the Chamber and the benefits that both the Chamber and your department bring to the city.
I think the Chamber and the department work together very closely. We don't have all the resources in the world, so you don't want to duplicate what others are doing, and Gene and I communicate. The consumer database is one example, and we're doing that together. We've merged our brochures this year because the community didn't need two of them. We paid for the map insert of the Chamber's general tourism brochure. It includes every business, tourism-related business downtown, and those that are Chamber members get the expounded narrative in the rest of the book. So we have a strong relationship.
And I just wanted to ask you just to say a few words to set the record straight. And, you know, we certainly appreciate and respect that what the Chamber does. And they do far more than I think most people know. So thanks to your department. Thanks to Mrs. Gaines.
Thanks. My pleasure to work with you.
Okay. Anyone else from the dais? Comments or questions for... Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ellen, I think I wanted just to thank you very much for what the information you provide for us for the open storefronts and the movings around and all the activity that seems to go on in the retail level. I get asked occasionally by a lot of constituents, you know, what's going on, and I'm sometimes not filled in because unless there's something, you know, that we as a council have to vote on, I'm not privy to that. So I'm really grateful when you do send me information on those items. So at least I can share it.
Thank you. That's had an added benefit. Shirley is culling that database out of building permits, sign permits, and fire department inspections. And then we're sending it to all the other departments. And we're often, unfortunately, finding a business that moved in but didn't get an occupancy permit. And so it's helping each of the departments connect. You know, at the end of the day, we all have one slice into a universe, and that universe is every commercial property in town, every property in town, commercial and residential, and we look at it for a different reason. So, thank you. Yeah.
Anyone else from the dais? Anyone in the audience? Questions for Mrs. DeVita? Ellen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Don't remember, don't forget, rather, this will be rebroadcast several times a day for the remainder of the week. So
call me if you have questions. I know it's a lot.
Nice job.
Okay. I'm just going to stand here real quick.
Item 4, ladies and gentlemen, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? Seeing none or hearing none, item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk, which are virtually all the items on the agenda tonight, are considered to be routine by this city council and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Flanagan so moves. Alderman Piper so seconds. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Well done. We skipped on to item 10, folks. Municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $1,147,941.56.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read.
Second.
That was seconded by Mr. Singer. Mr. Singer seconded the second with the louder, more dulcet tones, so he gets the credit. Questions or comments?
None.
And Mr. Second. Singer speaks for all of us by saying there's no questions or comments. Where was your last week? I watched the council meeting from New York, and it was like, it was extraordinary.
I I don't know how to respond to that, Mr. Mayor.
Clear. Any questions? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Jim Pollock?
Aye.
Bill Piper?
Aye.
Bill Singer?
Aye.
Goldberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 13 is new business. Is there anyone in the audience tonight with any new business for the benefit of education for the City Council?
Mr. Mayor.
From the dais. Mr. Pollack, then Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Singer was kind enough to bring me a little article this evening that was, I believe, in
the Daily Herald.
Daily Herald. And just wanted to acknowledge Fauna International as being named as one of Chicago's 101 brightest companies to work for by the National Association for Business Resources, the fourth year in a row. And I'd like to just compliment Mr. Joe Slavik, who's the president of Fauna.
Well said. Who's been through Fauna before? Have you guys had a tour of Fauna? It's an extraordinary place. Oh, my God.
Somebody's Fauna keeps going off, though.
Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On behalf of Alderman Flanagan and myself, I would like to compliment and congratulate the electric department, principally in the areas, of course, where they've been doing the trenching out in the Fisher Farm west areas of Geneva, and they're really doing a very nice job. And what is really so exciting is the manner in which the landscapers have responded to doing what is necessary to have been done. And this eases a lot of pain for a great number of our council members. So I would like to extend our thanks to the department and tell them to keep up the good work. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone else on the dais? I have three issues. Number one, thank you, Mr. Singer, for chairing the meeting last week.
It was an honor.
I understand Mrs. Singer was here snapping photos of your...
Yes, my groupie.
History.
That's what the phone's for. This goes right to the police station, man.
Yes, that's what it is.
Secondly, a reminder that this Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we will be dedicating what is now and forever will be known as Joshua Plaza, located on the corner of course, 3rd Street and Crescent. I am very pleased to report that we do have several, well, I shouldn't say several, we do have at least a couple, I believe, family members of the Joshuas joining us. And as many of you probably know, they are spread out throughout the country. Most are located in the Northwest in Portland, but there are a few in Wisconsin as well. So it's very exciting. I've corresponded with one of the daughters, and she will be here. And she's very touched and excited and honored and humbled by this this opportunity to honor her family and, of course, her father and others. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. So please join us. And thirdly...
That was 10 o'clock Saturday?
That's 10 o'clock Saturday morning. And then, of course, we all enjoy the arts fair, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So that'll be cool. And lastly, of course, we should extend our appreciation to and continue our awe of the extraordinary events that happened 40 years ago today. That's right. Walking on the moon. Tranquility Base, the Eagle has landed. I can remember vaguely standing outside of the home in Arlington Heights, Illinois, my parents saying, there they are. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So it's a pretty impressive thing. It just shows us that if we put our mind to something, we'd actually do it. And only if the people in Springfield could learn that lesson, that'd be impressive.
You know, you're absolutely right, because think about the generation that, you know, wanted to go to space and wanted to learn aviation. Sitting next to you, Mr. Finstein, I know, is a pilot, and the dreams that the astronauts created for all of us and the technology that evolved from it. You know, I only hope that someday we go to Mars and on and beyond. And you know, Mr. Brown can speak about the science behind it, but you know, what a marvelous thing that the Kennedy administration had the guts to go forward with. So
what frightens me is that Mr. Finson's a pilot. Is that right?
That's right.
Gliders or?
I mean, when I think about that business part, it's being.
No kidding. Anyone else from the audience, anything at all you'd like to share with the council and the community watching? I'm going once, going twice. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Go move.
Second.
Singer makes the motion. Mr. Marks, with extraordinary enthusiasm. 60 seconds. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Microphones are off.